Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode, or well, welcome to episode 37 of the First Team All Pro Podcast. It's your host LT Nasty. It is currently April 7th, 2022, which only means one thing, and this is basically going to be the topic the whole episode. Not really going to discuss a whole lot. Afterwards, this episode's probably going to be at least maybe 15 minutes long, not even, depending on how long we can keep talking about it. But that being said, today is opening day. The baseball season has officially begun. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. At least there's, I think, like 5 or 6 games going on today. Let's actually check out the schedule. Yeah, the Brewers and Cubs are playing right now. It's currently the end of the fourth inning. We're heading into the top of the fifth in that game. The Cleveland Guardians and the Kansas City Royals play at 4:10 today. The Pirates and Cardinals play at 4:15. The Mets and Nationals play at 7:05 tonight. And the Reds and Braves play as well at 8:08. And the Angels and Astros playing at 9:30 tonight. And, well, that's also West Coast time because it's going to be – that's West Coast time because that's going to be in LA. They'll be playing at the Angel Stadium. And then the Padres and Diamondbacks, that game starts at 9:40 p.m. Of course, that's a completely different time zone because I live in the, the East Coast. So it'll be a few hours. I'm sure it'll be a few hours behind for me. All of those got some great games going on to start the season. The Reds and Braves, personally, the Reds and Braves and the Mets and National ones is going to pique my interest. And then, of course, tomorrow, this is where we get right into the big games. This is exactly right where we get into the big games on the schedule. Opening day at Yankee Stadium, Red Sox, Yankees. I'm hyped for that, being a Yankees fan. You know, it's going to be a battle. I mean, it's going to be a battle all season because considering how the rest of the AL East has, you know, retooled for the upcoming season and made some key additions to their teams, it's going to be a dogfight the entire way. I know a lot of people right now are probably going to say, oh, I know there's a lot of people probably saying, oh, Tampa's going to make a run at the division again. I'm like, I mean, they probably will make a run at the division, but I'm going to be honest with you. Toronto's looking like the team that could probably take the AL East. I don't know. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to really gauge. You know, obviously, I want to see the Yankees win because, you know, I am a Yankees fan. But again, this is going to be one of the years where the AL East is going to be tight all around the board. Well, maybe with the exception of the Baltimore Orioles. Sorry, Orioles fans. But who knows? They could probably surprise too. Who knows? But, So Red Sox Yankees tomorrow at 1:05. That's gonna be. I feel like it's gonna be a great game. It's gonna be a rematch. It's a rematch of the wild card game. Basically, the same exact pitchers. Nate Eovaldi versus Gerrit Cole. Should be a good one. I'm just hoping for some good baseball and obviously Yankees win, but that's besides the point. I'm just looking for a good game, some good games all around. That's going to be one of them. So, hey, maybe the Yankees can, start off with a win. I'd love that. Anyway, and then after that, we got White Sox, Tigers, Brewers, and Cubs, which is the second game of that. I believe it's a 3-game series. The A's play the Phillies. We'll get to see the how that new Phillies lineup looks for the first time, and then the Orioles play the Rays, Dodgers play the Rockies, Mariners play the Twins, Marlins, Giants, and then of course the Mets and Nationals. That'll be the second game. If I'm saying this correctly, I think it's a 3-game set. Then the Rangers play the Blue Jays. Reds play the Braves, Astros, Angels, of course, and the Padres and Diamondbacks. So we got a good slate of games coming on. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I'm just glad baseball's back, honestly, because We're in April. I mean, Stanley Cup playoffs start soon. Teams are clinching spots in the playoffs. So eventually hockey season's going to be over in about like a month and a half or two, not even. And of course the NBA, you know, the NBA playoffs are going to be starting soon. Teams are also already clinching spots in the playoffs, which that reminds me, the Los Angeles Lakers have been eliminated. So yikes. I mean, but that's besides the point. But yeah, with the NBA and the NHL's regular seasons coming to a close, I think it's great that baseball's back, because now I have something to look forward to. I'm within driving distance to probably the majority of the state. Well, no, not the majority of the stadiums, like probably three of the stadiums, three of the four stadiums. But if I wanted to, obviously, since I'm a Yankees fan, I'm going to Yankee Stadium, and I'm like I'm like 2.5 hours out from the stadium. So it's a pretty quick drive. I mean, if I wanted to go to like see a Yankees game against like the Mets at some point in the season, obviously that's basically, I think, maybe a little bit, well, maybe just a little bit longer of a drive. I think it's like 2 hours and 45 minutes. I think it's probably the same, time and distance to get there to Citi Field as it would be for me to go to a Yankees home game. Well, it's 2 hours. If I were to go to a Yankees game at like, to, you know, face the Mets for the Subway Series, it is 2 hours and 27 minutes. So let's see how long it takes to get to the stadium. It's almost the same exact time. Like, from what I'm seeing on the directions, it's only like a 6 to 7 minute difference between drive. That's assuming I also don't hit any traffic, because that's the biggest thing coming into those games when you're driving out. When you're driving down there, driving into the, you know, city areas, you know, with those ballparks, it can get a little messy. There's, you know, traffic every now and then. But, you know, like I said, and plus I got that ticket voucher from October 3rd, which was the Yankees' last regular season game, and that was when they walked it off against Tampa. So I'll be able to redeem that and get a couple tickets out of that. So I'll probably be bringing a friend or probably my brother, honestly. So that'll be fun, and obviously we'll get a select few games. So it's going to be fun. I'm hyped. Baseball season's back. I mean, I've already crossed off a bunch of ballparks on my list. I mean, last summer I went to Fenway for the first time for a Yankees-Red Sox game there. I got chirped a lot because, you know, I was, you know, wearing a Yankees jersey. What do you expect? I went to Citi Field multiple times, all of them for Yankees-Mets Subway Series games. And they got a nice ballpark going on over there. So obviously I've been to the new Yankee Stadium. I've been to the old Yankee Stadium multiple times. So technically that's like four ballparks crossed off my list. I kind of want to, you know, go to every single ballpark, you know, of the opponents the Yankees play at in the season. I know it'll be more difficult for National League opponents, but you know, I'm at least trying to go to every single ballpark, the Yankees play at. Like on the road. So like if go to like a Yankees Guardians game, like in Cleveland, or go to a Yankees White Sox game in Chicago or something like that, kind of just go off of that, like kind of just hit all those ballparks up in the meantime. But yeah, I think that would be fun to do a little road trip, go to the Yankees road games. That'd be sick. Cause I mean, again, outside of going to see a Yankees Sox game at Fenway Park or a Yankees Mets game at Citi Field, I haven't been to any of the other opposing ballparks they played at. So I feel like that would be something that would be sick to add to my cross off my checklist. So I feel like that would be fun. But anyway, yeah, baseball is back in business, man. I thank the Lord because I was losing it for a second. No baseball. With no baseball, it's no fun. Because summer's basically just right around the corner. I mean, it's April. It's going to be May. It's going to be May in like a month, not even. Like 3 weeks. So, I mean, let's be honest with ourselves. So summer's basically a month away. No, less than a month away. Summer's basically less than a month away. So let's be honest with ourselves. There's just, when you think of summer, you think of being out in the ballpark. It doesn't matter what team you're a fan of, just getting out, nice night at the ballpark. And, you know, I'm looking forward to that again. Especially since, you know, obviously certain COVID restrictions have been lifted. Well, COVID mandates, I should say, like mask mandates and all that. Like some of those have been lifted. So actually get full capacity crowds again. So, I mean, the game I went to last summer was basically a full capacity crowd. I'm not even lying to you. Before the game even started, it was there was barely anyone there because, you know, it was like 30 minutes, 45 minutes before the game, I think. All of a sudden, then it got packed at Yankee Stadium real quick. I think it was like the second or third inning, everyone started piling in because the game just started. And by the ninth inning, which is when the Yankees walked it off against Tampa on October 3rd, it was a packed house. I mean, it really felt like a playoff atmosphere for me. And that's what I miss the most about being in Yankee Stadium, or just being back in the ballpark in general, or being at any sporting event for that matter. Because I went to a New York Rangers game like 3 weeks ago. No, I'd say it's about a month ago. And that felt like a playoff atmosphere. Just the crowd was going crazy. With the whole COVID pandemic hitting the last 2 years, you know, it just glad to see fans back in the stands. And that's why I'm happy baseball's back. But yeah, honestly, I was going to give my predictions in this next part. AL East predictions. I really don't want to give any entire predictions yet, but you know what? But I'm going to predict division winners, at least who's going to win their respective division. AL East, I think it's the Blue Jays, to be quite honest with you. I mean, I don't know, with like the lack of offseason moves by Cashman and the Yankees, and you know, I just don't know how that's going to work. The Red Sox, I saw their pitching rotation. I mean, Chris Sale is out for at least 2 months, and Nate Eovaldi is going to have to be relied upon a lot more, so I don't know. And then outside of Nate Eovaldi, it doesn't really look like that pitching rotation is that good. That is going to be, I think that's going to be the weak point for the Red Sox. And the Yankees, like, as I said, going back to the Yankees, it's really going to have to, you know, are we going to see what we saw in spring training? Like, absolutely mashing home runs, getting hits left and right. I don't know. And the biggest thing for them, honestly, it's not even just, you know, not landing a top free agent. It's going to be that health of their players, because those guys are going to have to stay healthy. Like, if Garrett Cole gets hurt, that's problematic for the bullpen. Aaron Judge gets hurt, that's problematic for the lineup, because that's a big bat you lose in the lineup. And if you lost Garrett Cole, that's a big pitcher you lose in your bullpen. Probably the biggest name in the bullpen you lose. So, yeah. But it all really depends on a variety of factors. But I think with the way the Blue Jays kind of stacked up, the way they made their offseason moves, I think they, and especially with what we saw out of them last year, I think they're going to end up winning the AL East. AL Central, I don't even know what to say. I mean, the AL Central is probably the weakest division in the American League. But with the way the Twins made moves, them landing Carlos Correa and company, they also have Byron Buxton. I'm going to say Minnesota. Why not? AL West, I'm going to go. I mean, the Astros lost a bunch of their players. The A's, it was basically the Oakland Athletics. It was basically a fire sale. They sold off every one of their like key players. So, of course, the Astros lost Carlos Correa. But I think they'll still be dangerous. Who knows with the Angels and who knows with the Rangers. So I'm going to go ahead and say the Mariners. National League, it'll be interesting to see, but I'm going to, with the Mets, with Max Scherzer and Jake DeGrom being out, I'm not too sure. But I think the NL East is going to come down between the Braves and the Phillies. It's going to come down to the Braves and Phillies. I'm not going to make a full prediction on that yet, but I think those are the two teams that stick out in the AL and NL East. I almost said AL East. But yeah, those are that's where it's going to come down to. It's going to come down between the Braves and the Phillies. NL Central, it's the Reds, much like the Oakland A's, middle of a fire sale, selling off big pieces. So, going to be honest, I'm going to say the Brewers. Brewers or Cardinals. It's going to come down to one of those two teams. And then NL West, I'm going to be honest, Dodgers landed Freddie Freeman. I don't see how anyone's, I mean, with the exception of the Giants, I don't know how anyone's going to beat the Dodgers for the NL West. So I'm going to say the LA Dodgers taking the NL West. But I think it's by a slim margin. I think they barely win it. I think the Giants try to make a run at the last second or in the last stretch of the season, and they get within one, maybe two games of the Dodgers. Who knows? Maybe they clinch it. But yeah, those are my early season predictions, and just wanted to make a quick episode because I'm honestly going to go watch some of the ball games. Because some of the other games come on at like 4:10, 4:30. So I'm going to be going to watch those, see if I can see if we can see anything crazy going on through this first day of the season. So again, this has been your host, LT Nasty. Episode 38 should be coming out. I don't know. I honestly have no idea. Probably in a week or two, maybe 2 weeks. But I just wanted to get out an opening day episode, especially on opening day. So, yeah. So it's been your host, LT Nasty. I'll catch you in episode 38. And happy once again, happy opening day, everyone. Peace.